doing. Of course, you know, we spoke a couple of weeks ago in regards to the sadness, of course, that a lot of people feel around this time of the year for many different reasons, the losses and tragedies and other various things that have happened. And at the same time, we believe God for the joy of the Lord that isn't dependent upon the circumstances of our lives, even the well-being of our lives. But there's something so deep about the joy that he gives, and we praise him for that. This morning, I want to finish my series that we began a long time ago on the Word. And as was promised, I'm going to deliver from John chapter 1 and verse 14, where it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And many of you have the Peterson translation of the Bible. I love the way in which he coins that scripture verse, and he says that, you know, God took on human form and moved into the neighborhood. I like that. Moved into the neighborhood. That really locates God coming in Jesus, does it not? But in this verse of scripture, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us," from John chapter 1 in verse 14, I want to, in the moments that we have left together, to express this morning a Christmas meditation. And the meditation is going to go like this: a new birth day has arrived. A new birth day has arrived for me and for you. And of course, we're speaking today about the birth of Jesus. And in reading this scripture verse, John's gospel, when you start to read it, it doesn't read like the other gospels, especially Matthew and Luke's gospel, where we're given details that surround the birth of Jesus. And John's gospel talks about the birth of Jesus, but a little bit different. Let's pray together. Father, as we look into your word now, from this word, I pray that you help us, that you speak to our hearts, that we hear something from heaven today that becomes to us more of an excitement than what we have our hearts set on in gifts. I pray your blessing in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to start out talking about this passage of scripture like this. There's something life-giving about celebrating special events or special people that we celebrate around special events. And there seems to be, even when you look into the Bible all through its history, especially the history of Israel, how it was that they had special events that God worked into their life, into their community. And there were six or seven of them, and they were all life-giving. And when I think about special events, you know, and how they're life-giving, even some of the sad events that we go through in life, they become life-giving to us in that we navigate through those difficulties. They really do. But there's something special. How is it special? Well, in these special events, we remember. We remember, and those memories keep alive for us the value of those events. So today, as we're celebrating, tomorrow as we celebrate Christmas, we're reminded of the value of this event that we call Christmas. And for us, you know, it has become so cliche. But the reason for the season, of course, is Jesus, right? And so we're reminded today in the value of Christ's birth is everything to us. Can a price tag be put on it, you know? And we remember and we're reminded of the real reasons of those events. So when we speak about Christmas, of course, we're caught up in everything commercial, And my favorite Christmas carol is, I wish me a lot of presents. I wish me a lot of presents. And you know, that's all, I think, okay. But it can cloud the real meaning, you know, the Christmas tree and the rush. You know, I was listening to the news, I don't know, it was Friday or Saturday, and was talking about people who wait to the last minute to do their Christmas shopping. Shoot me now. You know, if I had to be out there right now Christmas shopping. But we know you, Bill. So, but Trent, stop it, please. So there is that kind of thing that happens to us, and when we focus on this event that's before us, the reasons for it ought to be prominent in our minds. And the other thing that happens is that we remember that this is a together. And most of the events that we celebrate are a together event, you know. What kind of birthday party would it be if no one showed up? You know, sad. Yeah. Well, we're celebrating... You know, Friday. Well, when's my birthday? Well, next Sunday. Next Sunday. It'd be sad if it was just my wife and me. Well, then again, it might be happy. But the idea that, you know, a lot of these events that we celebrate are a together celebration. You know, and when we come together and we celebrate, you know, as families, as a church community, there's something strengthening and encouraging that happens to us around these events. And we feel the power of these. So our attention is, you know, refocused to these events. And so there's more that's going on when we celebrate and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us than just a memorial type of celebration. A lot more is going on. We go back and we remember the manger. You know, we sang it today, Silent Night. I hate that song, by the way. But we go back and we remember the manger, right? And I think it's important for us. And so many people get caught up in some of the details to discredit things, you know, such as, well, Christmas wasn't on December 25th, or... You know, it wasn't really in a stable, or all kinds of stuff. And we hold to the scripture regardless of the date or the exact place, you know. And what we have to see, though, is that we go back and we celebrate. And we believe. I believe in the virgin birth. I believe that before Mary and Joseph came together, is husband and wife, that the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and that Holy Spirit conceived within her, brought to her the seed of the Word of God, that conception gave way to the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, without the help of Joseph. I believe that. And I believe in the salvation that happened because of the baby born in a manger. But having said that, I also have to keep going and now move away from the manger and not get stuck there, you see. And move away from the manger to see that I don't merely celebrate his birth like a birthday. And I'm in fact, I'm not too keen on, you know, happy birthday, Jesus. Not too keen about that. Because I think it keeps us located back there at the manger when we should be moving on from there and seeing that there is a new birth date that he inaugurated by his birth when he came. There's the emphasis. That's what I want to focus on. And that new birth date, I can say, happened to me in, you know, March 1st of 1972, when Christ came into my heart and I was born again. That is my new birth date, that I came alive. And I realized that forgiveness was a gift of God's salvation given to me in Christ, a new birth date. And this is for all of us who receive him. And I want to end with John chapter 1 in reading a little bit further, where he says, or above, I should say, starting in verse 10, where it speaks about Jesus, and it says, he was in the world, and through him the world was made. He came to his own, but his own didn't receive him. Then verse 12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. And moving away from the manger for me means that given to me has the power to become a child of God. And that's what I am this morning, and I'm looking at you. And that happened, that includes the manger, but moves on from it. Let's stand together. Right on time. How many of you have Christmas Eve plans scheduled? A few of you? Good. We got a bunch of stuff planned as well. And we're excited about that. Listen, let's pray. So, God, as we looked into your word this morning, and help us, Lord Jesus, to move away from the manger, not that we forsake it, but to see what's beyond it. Beyond it in that you have given to us new birth. Speak to our hearts, God. In all of the festivities and all of the celebration and all of the gifts and all of the food and all of our family time, Jesus, help us to be grateful to you and draw near with your presence. I pronounce your blessing upon your people. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen, God bless you. Greet one another. You don't have to rush right out.